from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Tonight is the return of the Blue and Red practice, which kicks off at 5:30 p.m. this evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks.
I love it.
Mike Danger.
Let's get that red helmet on these guys, and let's make it happen. We want the helmet, the red helmet. One game a year, I think we would all be satiated. A little throwback to the Kelly era Bills. I'd love to see that.
Yes. I'm actually going, like, no helmet.
Gene Battaglia.
I think there's a lot you can be encouraged. I think this Bills offense is actually going to be just fine. It's the safeties. It's the back end. It's the pass rush. It's all those things that right now, I just kind of got some questions entering the season.
Touchdown Bears!
The Bears.
Your thoughts on this new kickoff that we saw last night in Canton?
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Child Eye Avenue, Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and by Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Our guests appear on the Ace Swim and Leisure Hot Seat, and with that, we bring you back into the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia from the cozy, temperature-controlled confines of our High Falls studio, the return of the Blue and the Red at Highmark Stadium tonight. So a shout out to everybody that's going to tonight's practice. We will see the team back in Rochester Sunday morning for an 11:45 practice before a closed to the public practice on Monday. That's not closed to the media, but closed to the public.
Right. And a few VIPs. Like, that was the one where Jim Boeheim
showed up. The Jim Boeheim practice.
Yeah, the Jim Boeheim practice.
Jim Boeheim will show up, walk around.
I'm really, really good about it. I can't do Boeheim as well as you.
I think what makes it appealing for Boeheim to show up is he doesn't have to deal with anybody. He's just be Jim Boeheim and not have to deal with anybody.
Right, yeah. Like
the peasantry.
Right, you would have people, kids screaming for autographs and everything. He doesn't want to deal with that.
Doesn't have to deal with the peasantry. Man, I'm so fired up for this weekend. And really, for me, the weekend started last night in Canton, in the Bears and the Texans. Side note on the Texans, by the way, I don't know, when did the Texans become the Atlanta Falcons with their get-ups? These uniforms are not the Texans uniforms.
The only thing I'll give them credit on, because it's unique, where the stripes on the shoulders kind of come out looking like a horn. Okay, you're the Texans. I just think the whole brand is kind of stale. Of course, they have like the other alternate uniforms that have a little bit of the love you blue. The shout out to the old Houston Oilers, which they can't go back to full Oiler gear because they're owned by the Tennessee Titans. What a mess. Not impressed. No, I wouldn't put that out there. The kickoff rule. I know this is unpopular in sports talk, but I think we have to suspend judgment. I didn't see enough out of that last night to get excited one way or another. It looks like a glorified running play. It's more than what we had, but I understand that there isn't a special teams coordinator that's going to put exactly on tape what they're going to do week one. So you're just going to see very generic, I'm not saying vanilla, generic sort of plays on a kickoff return.
I'm good with it. I'm glad that they instituted it. I like what I saw last night. I know that
your longest return was only 31 yards. I think it's unrealistic to think that every game is going to feature a return touchdown. I just want to see returns. And we saw returns last night. Returns are back in the game. It's a part of the game that has been missing. It's been a zero. And last year, the return rate on kickoffs was the lowest it's ever been. So they needed to do something. And, you know, as jarring as it is to the eyes when you first see it, it's kind of a cool play. You had one touchback last night. It was a total of 8 kickoffs. One touchback. You had 2 other kickoffs that made it to the end zone that could have been downed as touchbacks. Now, with a touchback, now the receiving team will get the ball at the 30-yard line. And of the 7 kickoffs that were returned, your average starting field position was the 25.6-yard line. And I mentioned the longest return, 31-yarder, by Bears receiver John Jackson. It's one game. It's one preseason game. And you're right, coaches aren't going to display anything in the preseason. And I honestly think coaches are still trying to figure out how they can gain an advantage. What way can they immobilize who they have on their roster to gain a competitive advantage with this play? But just the idea, just the fact that returns are back in the game, for me, that's good enough. It's good enough for me.
I am in favor of any sport that says, hey, let's improve it this way. Baseball, a few years ago, you can't do the clock, you can't do the runner on base. I have to come around on it all. I mean, same thing with football. There was a time where we didn't even have the 2-point conversion in the NFL. So improving the game, I wish the NHL would take a look at some things. I'm okay with it. It wasn't something that you said, wow, though, last night. Let's be honest. And I think part of it, too, Danger, is if you're comparing this, the data to the XFL for more big plays and everything, I mean, NFL players are less likely to miss assignments here on special teams. So what it amounts to a glorified running play, this return, like you said, it is better than what we had. I think the strategy, if you're kicking it away, it's just very simple. It's make sure you don't get a touchback. Put it somewhere around the 10-yard line, even closer to the goal line if you can do that. The one thing I did not know before I watched last night, you could actually have a 12th guy on the field.
Oh, the holder, yeah.
Yeah, the holder.
Yeah, that was interesting. The holder has to rush off the field so as to not be a part of the play. And then you also had 2 procedural penalties on the kicking team last night because you can't move, and you got to keep your foot on the line. And you can't, you know, they were watching that closely, as they should, because they know we're watching it closely. They're trying to set a tone. Officials will set a tone and make sure that this new rule is followed. It's a 1-year trial, but I have a feeling it's not going anywhere. Now, somebody whose opinion on the topic you may respect is going into the Hall of Fame. That's Devin Hester. And when they interviewed him and asked him about it, he didn't seem too impressed. But I also think Devin Hester played at a time when this wasn't even a thought. It was you kick the ball and you deal with, you know, if you want to return it, you return it. And the Bears figured out with Devin Hester, like, we have this weapon, this guy who is unbelievable at this one thing. You can kick to him at your own risk. Those days ended when they changed the touchback rule, right? When they basically said, you know, we don't want the kickoff. We don't want the kick return in the game anymore because it's too dangerous a play. For the sake of player safety, we're okay with everything being a touchback. Hester going in, McMichael going in, Peppers going in. I mean, I'm emotional last night. I'm enjoying the game. I'm in the garage. I've got a cold one. The fans are going. We got a good, solid breeze happening in the screened-in garageio. My phone vibrates. I look over. Who's texting me? None other than Uwe Blob over here.
Uwe Blob. I'm an Uwe now?
You're Uwe Blob, buddy.
I'm Uwe Blob.
Yeah, you're Uwe Blob. What did you text me? Bears are going 1-16 this year.
They got down early. I did that after the opening drive.
10-0.
You didn't detect my sarcasm or humor. Didn't find it funny whatsoever.
I was not laughing.
You were not laughing.
I was not laughing at Uwe Blob's text to me saying that the Bears were going 1-16. Then you followed. I not detecting your sarcasm. I said, "Gee, it's the Hall of Fame game."
I know. Like when you said, "What's the Hall of Fame game? What are you talking?" I'm like, Yeah, that's exactly my point.
No, you said, I call it like I see it. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
You said, you even dug deeper. You're like, I call it like I see it, pal. Sorry. I'm like, you got to be. I can't even. This guy over here is ruining my night. I got other friends saying, hey, this is fun. I'm glad the Bears are on. This is great. What do you think about Ripon? What do you think about, we got a quarterback competition between Ripon and Tyson Bagent, who, by the way, does a burpee broad jump mile.
You've mentioned this, yeah.
In just over an hour. I didn't know the time. Just over an hour. Like an hour and 7 minutes, the dude can do a burpee broad jump mile where you do a burpee, get up, broad jump, burpee, broad jump, repeat, repeat, repeat for a mile. He does it in just over an hour. The guy's a psycho. Imagine if he could throw a football. He would be dangerous. But Ripon looked good last night for the Bears, so he's probably your QB2, I would say.
What I didn't know is, hey, all these ex-Buffalo Bills connections. I mean, some of the obvious ones. There was Diggs on the sideline. By the way, getting all excited the first drive. Guys, it's the Hall of Fame game. I know you want to pump up your teammates and whatever. Stroud jumping around, great, whatever. You had Eric Washington right at the beginning there.
Yep.
They cut away to him like, oh, yeah, he totally forgot. He would have been Pepper's positional coach way back when. And Eric Washington, of course, was the defensive line coach in Buffalo last year. And little did I know, hey, there's our old sports bar guest, Tommy Sweeney. I think I want to say we've had Tommy Sweeney on twice. Tommy Sweeney, who also I kind of forgot. It's like a high school thing, double numbers. Like the first guy that gets called for defensive holding, 47. Like, that's not Tommy Sweeney, but then Tommy Sweeney comes out,
he's
makes his
47.
Own. Yeah, he had a touchdown, but he made some other plays too.
Yeah, I think he had a fumble, right?
He had a fumble, had another penalty. Yeah.
Yeah. The pride of Boston College, Tommy Sweeney. We had him on as a rookie, I want to say. And I think the last we remember of Tommy Sweeney was
myocarditis.
Yeah, he didn't really play the COVID season because of the myocarditis issue. But good to see that he's still floating around there, and we'll see if he has any prospect of making that team. But getting a touchdown last night. The Bears get the win in a shortened game with 3:31 left in the third. When they showed the radar, I'm like, oh yeah, that game ain't finishing. They don't need to do anything to put anybody at risk, players, coaches, fans. They'll just call this game as soon as that thunderstorm hits Canton.
The commercials have run. The tickets don't need to be refunded.
Yep.
Everybody go home.
Everybody's got theirs. Okay, good. We're good. We can cut the. I wasn't complaining. I got to bed a little bit earlier than I was anticipating. That was nice. Nice little surprise there. A little thunderstorm to cut short the Hall of Fame game. And honestly, as far as Hall of Fame games go, it was a pretty entertaining game. I think the new kickoff was a part of that, but it also was kind of, there was a back and forth nature, and it wasn't horribly played. Cam Akers showed that he's still got something. I don't know. I mean, two Achilles tendons
injuries,
and he's still out there.
That was surprising.
Like,
yeah. So it's always, wait, when is it? Why is this guy playing at this point? Well, for that matter, why is anybody playing that you would value? But to see Cam Akers in that burst last night, like, maybe Houston has something as far as a guy that maybe, if you're in a really deep fantasy league, he showed some burst last night.
See if he makes that team. I mean, I think the guys that are out there last night are guys that, when the camp comes to a conclusion, they're going to be guys that are scraping for a job, trying to latch on with that one of those final roster spots.
Another guy, Case Keenum, we had on the show.
That's right. Case Keenum, third stringer behind all neck team Davis Mills.
If you're watching the feed right now, hello, on YouTube and Twitch, and Danger's a Bears fan, you can see Danger's hat. He's a Cub, wearing a Cub. Your Cubbies are up. What do Cub fans think of White Sox fans, or what do they think of the White Sox in general?
I think White Sox fans and Cub fans don't really mix. I think they view each other, differently.
Yeah, I mean, I know Yankee fans kind of look down on Met fans, so you don't look down on White Sox fans at all?
I think White Sox fans look down on Cubs fans. I think White
Sox...
They
shouldn't.
I know, but I think White Sox fans, I think, view themselves as grittier, tougher, more street savvy. You know, Cubs fans are just the lovable losers, you know, up there on the north side.
Well, I bring this up because with everything going on with Bills camp and football, and yes, we got the Olympics, there's this storyline in Chicago we've kind of overlooked. We need to bring this up, Danger, because the White Sox indeed are chasing greatness.
Oh, yeah.
Entering tonight. They haven't won since before the All-Star break.
Yeah. How many in a row?
17.
are terrible.
27-84. That's a .243 winning percentage. That would put them on pace for 123 losses.
Yeah, this is the worst baseball team of all time.
Yeah, that would break the 1962 expansion Mets. The Phillies, by the way, lost 23 straight in 1961. That is the record. Anything owned by Jerry Reinsdorf, yeah, I'm pulling for this.
Yeah, we pull for greatness. We want greatness. We don't accept anything less than greatness. So it's one thing to lose 17 straight. Go for the record, boys. Chase that greatness. 17 ain't going to get it done. We want 24 straight losses. Only 7 more to go. I'm not going to hold my breath. I think they can get it.
They get the Twins tonight in Minnesota. Come on, Twins.
Better team.
Yeah.
Twins. Oh, this was something that crossed my feed too, Gino. I don't know if you saw it. It may. I'm not going to say that it is. I feel like this guy is 9 lives when it comes to the NFL. He's one of the favorites of the sports bar. A legend in the sports bar. Is Nathan Peterman's time in the NFL finally up?
No, come on. Don't talk the silly talk.
He's been released by the New Orleans Saints.
Oh. Wait, that's full circle, right? That little bit of New Orleans, so yeah. He's the man.
That's right. You're right. It is full circle. He signed with New Orleans in March. He was with the Bears the last 2 seasons. Of course, we remember him from his time in Buffalo for his first 2 NFL seasons. What's the sports cliche? It's getting late early.
It's getting late early for Nathan Peterman.
Is it getting late early for Nathan Peterman? I mean, they haven't even played a preseason game. He's no longer with the team.
Right. There will be injuries. I would say no. He's going to end up in some room somewhere. Now, as far as him seeing any minutes on the field, I can't tell you that. But some team will bring him in at some point.
You think so?
Heck, who's the guy that's bounced around from team to team to team? I can't think of the guy's name. He was in Buffalo, really. Tampa Bay draft pick. I'm talking about, oh gosh, why can't I think of his name?
Is he a current quarterback?
He might still be. Like, he's been on 1,000 teams, former first round pick.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
Former first round pick?
Yeah.
Of Tampa?
Yes. Oh, somebody help us out.
Not Glenn. No, Glennon wasn't a first round. Was he a first rounder? I don't remember. It's going to drive you crazy.
I got to look this up.
And he was
Josh Freeman.
Oh, Freeman.
Yes, yeah, Josh Freeman.
He's been with everybody, including teams in the XFL. And yeah, that dude's he's still kicking around. But he's actually, I think, won some games. What's Peterman's claim to fame other than that god-awful half of football in San Diego? No, that was in L.A. at the time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, horrible. So we'll see. Maybe he latches on with another team. Maybe an injury forces a team into desperation. But if Dennis Allen is saying, nah. I mean, I guess Dennis Allen maybe doesn't know the greatness that he had on that roster with Nathan Peterman. Somebody will, maybe it's somebody like a Jim Harbaugh. Now that, you know, you have, you're going to need to bring somebody in.
Timeout. We go inside the Bills front office, and Sean McDermott is looking at the waiver wire.
Oh, no.
Does he look at that like the one that got away? Is he looking at that like, man, that was the girl I dated in high school?
Do you think so?
I think so. Is he thinking,
that one
we had some good times together.
That one training camp, Peterman had some kind of musk that McDermott loved.
Who is the third? Is it Bouchel? What is his name?
Yeah,
there?
C. Bouchel.
Like, does McDermott go in and, we're going to release Bouchel anyways. It'd be great to.
All right, here's a hypothetical for you. If you're Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers, and Justin Herbert is gone for the rest of the month with that plantar fascia foot issue that they hope to get him back for in time for Week 1, who is more likely to join, and maybe they already signed somebody, I don't even know. Hmm. Who's more likely to join the Chargers, coached by Jim Harbaugh? Colin Kaepernick or Nathan Peterman?
Oh, it's Peterman.
Peterman?
It's Peterman.
You think it goes Peterman instead of Kaepernick?
Yes.
That's his boy. He'll get Kaepernick back there. That's his guy.
It's been 7 years? Seven.
I know, and seven, I know that nobody in the NFL would want that. Like, other NFL owners wouldn't want that. But if there's a guy who would tell the NFL to shove it, it would be Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh would be the guy that would say, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to bring him back anyways.
Yeah, and if there's a market there,
that's my guy.
Everybody would be like, yeah, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It'd be LA.
He probably wouldn't make the team, but you need bodies this time of year. All right, so maybe I'm jumping the gun and saying that this could be the end for Nathan Peterman. You're saying he's still going to latch on with somebody.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm under strict orders. No more box wine bets. No more. Danger always wins. Stop with that. Look, I'm going to reverse the trend here.
I wish I could win my regular bets the way I win my boxed wine bets. That would be very profitable for me.
I'm sorry. Can I? It's mean for me to laugh at your expense. But Danger, like, you know, I'm using the master stroke voice. You know, the Phillies here against the Yankees, DJ LeMahieu, he's batting under 200.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Six RBIs.
Yes.
Two hits.
Yes.
The one run. Like the over-under and the combo that was 1.5. I'm going to take the under. Yeah, instead it ends up hitting at the sports bar number 9.
Yeah, thank you, Yankee fans. You have me to thank for LeMahieu's success against the Phillies. How many RBI did he have in that game?
Six.
Six RBI. Ugh. Yeah, crushed me. Absolutely crushed me. But that's okay. That was July. We've turned the page.
Yeah.
August is here.
See, like, you called me an Uwe, and I used the master stroke voice talking about you. So I think we're even now.
So. Let's get to Zig Fricassi. He's our ears and eyes at the Hall of Fame in Canton. He joins us next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Coming up at 5:30, it's the Blue and the Red scrimmage in Orchard Park. The rain should be clearing up by then. Taylor Rapp, he's become a leader on the back end.
At the end of the day, it's just getting the best 11 guys on the field, whether that's, you know, dime, whether that's safety, all that stuff. So at the end of the day, just trying to help the team as much as possible. And, you know, if I got to play another position, whatever, someone's got to play another position, someone's got to jump in. At the end of the day, it's just about helping the team win. That's it.
Next practice at St. John Fisher coming up at 11:45 a.m. on Sunday. We'll go to Canton coming up next. Zig Fercassi will join us. Rochester Red Wings home tonight. Omaha, once again, the opponent. The Wings have won 33 games at home this season. That is tied for the most in the International League. Cubs leading the Cardinals 5-1 in the 6th. Yankees home tonight against Toronto. Gene Battaglia on the Sports Leader, The Fan Rochester.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
All right, Zig Fercassi from Sirius XM going to be stopping by the Sports Bar here in just a couple few. He's in Canton.
Yeah, I went to this years ago. It's fun. I haven't been, though, since they put all this money into the stadium and into the museum itself. But if you love football, it's one of the places you got to hit. But just to give you an idea how much this has changed, I went the year that Joe Gibbs and Charlie Joyner went in, and it was so informal, Danger. Like, the front steps, we always see the NFL films footage where they are on the front steps. They don't do that anymore. Like, it was actually Jim Kelly that they, so many people were coming down for Kelly. Oh, we got to do something else. Let's put it in the stadium. That's how that all started back in 2002.
I got a little FOMO because I feel like as a fan, as a football fan, as FOMO. As a Bears fan, fear of missing out.
Gotcha.
I feel like this might have been the year for me to go. I've never been.
Yeah.
And this might have been the year for me to go. I've always loved Devin Hester, the player. Of course, Steve McMichael, legend. Peppers is great. These are all guys that I remember loving when they were in Chicago. And I don't know when the next round of players going in are going to be. Like, I know there are going to be a lot of good players going in. When Brady goes in, that's going to be acceptable, right? Like,
yeah, but you want your guy.
That's right.
Let's make ourselves a promise right now. And I don't think he gets in, but you and I have a relationship with Steve Tasker. Tasker and Browning are going to come on our show. We're going to do like a little crossover thing. Next week, we're back at camp. Really looking forward to that. If Tasker gets in, like the Bills Mafia is going to descend. I'm trying to wonder, like, who is the next guy? And I think the answer is nobody. Like, who is the next Buffalo Bill to get in the Hall of Fame? I don't know if there's anybody that's sitting out there right now. And I would say, hey, it's Tasker.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's like the last of that era. And certainly during the drought era, there might be guys going in that had some kind of connection to Buffalo. I mean,
for clarity's sake, okay? He's a Bills fan. You shouldn't go down and celebrate Marshawn Lynch. Okay, he didn't make his name in Buffalo. There were a few good years. For that reason, you weren't really like, yeah, T.O.'s going in. Woo, the 1 year.
Right.
Although he didn't show up, if you remember.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
That would be, you're right. I mean, if that ever happens, that would be bananas. I mean, does all of Buffalo go to Canton for that weekend? I think so. That would be absolutely insane. So we had the game last night in Canton. The new kickoff rule is in effect, and Zig was there for all of it. So we'll get his take on everything that happened last night in Canton and on last night's game, and of course, this weekend's festivities.
Yeah, and you still could go down if you wanted to go down for Saturday. I don't even know. Like, you need a ticket? You just kind of show up?
I've got a good weekend planned already, Gino. I mean, it's my daughter's 20th birthday weekend. I've got a good 14-pound brisket right now.
Oh.
Getting to room temperature. And we'll be seasoning that bad boy up tonight to throw it on the egg and let it go overnight.
You're not going to the supermarket. You're going to the special meat place.
I went to the meat market. Yeah. I have a spot. I have a spot that I go to that's... I have a West Side spot that I go to that I'm a big fan of. And every time I go in there, They give me a little tip here, a little tip there. Hey, the tip they gave me last time, I'm sorry if I'm getting a little bit off the rails here, but if you're a barbecue person, I'd love to hear your take on this, because they told me this, and I swear I tried it, and I'm like, that might be the best thing I've eaten that I've smoked to this point. A lot of people will tell you use a binder before you put the rub on. Some people use olive oil. Some people use mustard. Some people use anything. This guy's told me to use sriracha as a binder. Used it. Loved it. It's fantastic. Might go back to the sriracha binder before we throw that brisket on the egg and do some smoking this weekend for my daughter's birthday party. I can't wait for it. We have Zig?
We got Zig. We found Zig. Zig Fikassi, NFL radio. He's in Canton. Zig, is this your first time in Canton?
Hey, guys. No, it's more like, I think, my 12th or 13th time here.
Wow.
You're the expert,
yeah,
then. So you're the guy that we want to talk to, because, you know, for guys like me that have never been, you can be our ears and eyes, and I'm going to live vicariously through you as a Bears guy, seeing Hester and McMichael and even Peppers going in this weekend. What's the scene like so far there, Zig?
Oh, it's been tremendous. Spent some time with the Bears people today. In fact, their longtime broadcaster, really good guy too, Jeff Joniak, and just getting some perspective, and obviously, you know, a storied franchise that they are, and a lot of buzz with this year's team. So it's kind of, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, you've gone to the buffet, but you don't want to eat too many times or else you're going to get full, or, you know, or too full or whatever. But between the enthusiasm of this year's team, and then obviously Hester, maybe the greatest return guy of all time, Peppers had a couple of really good years there, and obviously, Mongo, it's sad because obviously of his health condition, but still it honors that great 85 Bears defense. Had some good stuff with Richard Dent today talking about Mongo, how he was able to pressure the inside and make things easier for Dent and the gang on the outside. So it was a definite Chicago Bears flavor to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year.
Zig, what is it like talking to these all-time greats? Because you talk to players today that are in the game, and they're just focused up on what's next. And I've always found that some of the best conversations, you're lucky enough to be talking to not only the guys that are going in, but some of these Hall of Famers that are coming back to celebrate there. What is it like talking to these all-time greats?
You know, it's really great. Like, I was chatting today with Darrell Revis, of course, Revis Island, maybe the best corner of his particular generation. And I asked him, like, you know, he went in last year. I says, has it really, like, now that it's been a year, maybe settled things down, has it sunk in? And then there was, like, kind of this reflective pause and everything like that. And I think he's still overwhelmed by the fact that he's in, you know, among the, what is it, less than, basically 400 people or around that point of people who played or administrated or coached this game that are in the walls of Canton. And you always have the, you know, the good war stories, if you will, about how this guy played against this guy and everything like that. And still the history of the game's pretty preserved. And then, you know, as far as if guys, the older guys, maybe if they still follow today's game, I would say that you probably have a cross-section of guys that maybe don't follow the game as close, but you've got, I talked with Anthony Munoz today, the Bengals icon. He's obviously watching Caleb Williams, for example, because it's a USC guy, so he's still dialed in the game and obviously still with the Bengals in that organization, very high on Joe Burrow and their prospects this year. So you get a cross-section of guys that maybe don't follow the game as close, but others that do. So it's just really a great educational experience. I've always said this, guys. It's like your football cards come to life when you go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Zig, when we had the game last night, I mean, for a game that was an exhibition without any starters, I thought it was a fairly entertaining game, and I think it drew a lot of eyeballs because of that new rule, the kickoff rule. So how did it look to you? How did it come across there in person? We saw how it came across the screen. We actually heard Devin Hester kind of say he's a little iffy on this rule as well. And if you had a chance to talk to Devin Hester, I'm curious to get his thoughts on this new rule, as he might be the best of all time.
Yeah, I didn't, but I think our guys, of course, Western New York's Vic Carucci, and of course, Howard Balzer, they had a chance to chat with Devin, I think, today. In fact, we just got back from the press briefing over there at the Canton Repository, the legendary newspaper here in Canton. And that reaffirms, you know, I heard the same comments, too, that he's a little bit iffy on the, you know, it, to me, guys, it's almost like you're watching something, but then, like, you go up to use the bathroom or you go to the kitchen to get something to drink. You pause your DVR. Then when you go back to hit play, that to me seems like what the kickoff is, because the action really doesn't start until the kicker kicks off the ball. And then it's like everybody starts moving around like the, you know, the electric board games that we all had in the 70s. So that's how that works. In terms of the game, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Obviously, Brett Rypien, a guy that's still trying to, you know, latch onto a team. I thought Cam Akers ran the ball pretty well. I know he's trying to make a spot in the National Football League. Unfortunately, multiple injuries the last couple of seasons. So, you know, everybody talks about this not being a, oh, it's meaningless, the guys aren't playing this and that. Tell that to Cam Akers, who's trying to revive his career in the NFL. Or tell that to the, you know, the guy who's trying to make it on special teams and all that. There's still a lot of meaning to what supposedly is a meaningless game.
Zig Fercassi is our guest anchoring the coverage, which you'll be able to hear tomorrow as, of course, greats going into the Hall of Fame. Zig, I drove past the stadium, Tom Benson Stadium, last year, and when you're on the Express, they're like, whoa, where did that come from? That, like, you don't realize, like, that's a and again, it's been years there, and I would imagine one of these years you've taken the experience and tell us about the improvements and what the experience is like, because I know probably a lot of our listeners are wondering, all right, if it's not this weekend, you know, that might be a fun kind of trip to go down to Canton.
Yeah, I mean I've been coming here, you know, since 2007, 2008, one of those years. And I can remember when none of that was around, because it was basically, you know, one set of stands on, like, if you're looking out from the press box, there's one set of stands, and then under you, there would be a set of stands, and both end zones were vacant. But within the last, gosh, 15, 16 years, obviously, Tom Benson, the late great owner of the New Orleans Saints, made a big endowment to the stadium, and with all the business coming in and everything like that, they have made this facility, for as small as it is, guys, really, really top shelf. It's like, yeah, it's like a compact stadium, but yet it's got a lot of the modern amenities, and it just goes to show that you know, the vision David Baker had when he was president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame has really come to fruition. Like, for example, before you go into the hall, there's like a little plaza around there. Now there's a Shula Steakhouse. There's places to eat, places to shop. When I was coming here, that was a pipe dream. You know, they're going to be putting up, I think, Hilton, I want to say, they've got a hotel going in. So David Baker's vision was true. You know, make this just more than a Hall of Fame stadium. Almost make it a year-round type of venue. So that vision, I think, is getting close to fulfilled. You know, just going down memory lane here, I think somebody on X, maybe Pro Football Journal or something, recently posted the 1974 Hall of Fame game with the Cardinals, who were then in St. Louis, against the Bills. And think about how it changed from 1974, where basically you maybe had one grandstand of seats and everything was on a lawn.
Yeah.
So fast forward 50 years, now you've got this truly modern edifice in Canton, Ohio.
Zig, Gino was talking about his last trip to Canton, and we were thinking what it would be like if Steve Tasker ever got in. We're trying to think of any Buffalo Bills that you know, still haven't gotten in, and Tasker's the name, and you know, we have a relationship with Steve. He's on our station, and we hear him every day. We see him, and he's the best, right? So yeah. To walk us through what the ceremony is like? Is it still like, I think, Gene, when you said you went there, you just basically show up,
yeah,
right?
Zig. So I went the year that Joe Gibbs and Charlie Joyner went in. It was just, you know, it was so casual. It was like, hey, what are we doing this weekend? Ah, you know what? I've never done that. Let's go down. And me and a couple buddies went down, right. And it was on the front steps. Anybody could show up.
Yep.
And then we hung out. We watched afterward the Hall of Fame game between the Colts and the Saints. And it was like, it was a fun Saturday afternoon. And I believe it was Jim Kelly that, okay, we got too big a crowd here. We got to move this in. We got to make it bigger and bigger and bigger. So I haven't been back since they kind of moved this to its own thing on a Saturday. What is it like?
Oh, Gino, like, you're absolutely right, because we're showing our age here. When this used to be a time when you had the Hall of Fame speeches, then you played the Hall of Fame game the same day, and then I think over time you started to figure out, well, you know what? In anything, especially in this country, you know, there could be money made. So why not have the game on a separate day? And then they moved it to Sunday. And then we all know what happened with the coagulation of the field, which made it feel like an ice skating rink. That's why the Packers, and I forgot who they were playing, they couldn't play the game because the field was so treacherous. So they decided then, you know, have a game on Thursday night. Then, like, Saturday, you have the ceremony. Sunday night, was it Carrie Underwood, I believe, is doing a concert here. So this could become, guys, more of a weekend. And the ceremony itself, it's changed a lot, especially within the last few years, because now, essentially, the speeches are timed. In fact, the presenter is not even live. Well, they're there to unveil the bust. But the speech is pre-recorded, and then, you know, the person comes on, they unveil the bust, and then they make their speech. And generally, those are kept to now, oh, maybe 8 to 10 minutes each, because we had an issue a few years ago when you had Dion, I think it was, or not Dion, it was, I forgot who it was, Brett Favre, and some of these other guys. They literally had like half hour each speeches. So if you imagine trying to keep people in the stands when it's hot out too, and this was at night, they had this, you know, it's like it got to be like a 4 hour, 4.5 hour ceremony. So now it's more streamlined than it used to be, but it's changed quite a bit since the last time Gino was there. So it's more of an event, more streamlined, and it, you know, I think they're going to try to get everything done within 3 hours tomorrow.
And still, is it a ticketed event? It is something that you buy your tickets in advance if you're going to go to the ceremony and you want to sit through the speeches and everything?
Yeah, I believe it is. You can pay for the ticket. And then, they've also, with the NFL, you can also, do package deals.
I was going to say,
yeah. Tie it in with a two or three night stay at a hotel or whatever. So, it is still a ticketed event.
Zig Fercassi joining us from Ohio. Zig, really appreciate the time there. And, you know, before we let you go, you know, quick thought on the Buffalo Bills. As we saw your guys there, Jim Miller stopped by there, joined us when we were out at Fisher last week. What are you seeing from Buffalo here in a year of transition?
Well, I think our guys were out there, too, this past week. Jim and Pat were there at those
games.
I think it was either Monday or Tuesday. So it just seems to be they're expected to be good, but I still think because of the turnover with the roster and some brand names being, you know, obviously dismissed or let go, whatever the case might be, I think there's still a little bit of a question mark. Basically, too, it's like who's going to be – you know, is there going to be a top pass catcher? Because, you know, Coleman seems to be wowing people in practice and all that. But, you know, you got to wait till you see in terms of putting the pads on and everything like that. Is that something that bodes well for Josh Allen? Instead of having alpha male for one receiver, you spread the wealth a little bit. You mentioned Von Miller. Apparently he's looked very, very good. So if he's revived, I think that helps the defense quite a bit. I think there's a sense there that, you know, the Jets with Rodgers will be dangerous. Miami loaded up, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball. New England's got a lot of work to do. And, oh, yeah, there's still Buffalo, what, the four-time straight AFC East champs. They're still maybe laying in the weeds, And I think there's just, again, because from a national perception, because of who was going to step up to be the receiver and some of the losses they've had on defense, and if Milano comes back, there's still a few question marks. But still, when you got Josh Allen and that coaching staff there, they are always going to be in competition and always be up there for a playoff spot.
Zig, you're the best. We'll be listening for you on the bird, and appreciate you being our ears and eyes in Canton today.
Mike, Gino, always good being with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Zig. Zig Fricassi.
Sirius XM, you can hear Zig there, and Western New Yorker there in Canton, Ohio, letting us know everything that's going on.
So I can remember details about things from long, long ago, and I can't remember what I did yesterday, right? It's with a lot of us. After we went to that game, then you talked to locals and like, oh, where should we go grab a bite? And like, oh, you got to go over to Massillon, Chris Spielman's place. So this is before like, hey, sports bars are like a thing now, right? You got chains, you got this, you got that. Chris Spielman, at the time, a big linebacker with the Detroit Lions. Yeah. Later, he would join the Buffalo Bills.
But Ohio State product, right?
Correct. Yeah. And right from the area, too. Open this, anybody who went to that, just amazing restaurant, sports bar, memorabilia everywhere. And I'm like, oh my gosh, does Chris Spielman still have it? And I just read up, no, it closed long ago, the year 2010. It's now a synagogue.
Really?
Like that's quite a transition there. Yeah.
Restaurant business is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. All those guys that open up restaurants, I don't know, people are like, yeah, you go every year in Chicago, you ever go to Ditka's, you ever go to Michael Jordan? I'm like, no, never.
No, it's, Jim Kelly had a sports bar downtown Rochester, too, sports restaurant. Like, yeah, I guess it would be fun to lend your name to something
Thurman's
like that.
Thurman's got his name on the Batavia place,
the
right?
The Batavia place, yeah. But that's, you're supported by Batavia Downs.
That's
there,
right.
It's a little different when you're on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought you were going to say that the locals were telling you to go to Hooters or something like that. Yeah, we all go to Hooters. That's that it's the local place that we have here.
We used to have one in Rochester.
We did.
Yeah.
I remember it from, it was like when I moved here in the late 90s. It was right there on Jefferson Road.
Yes.
Yes. And there was another place, too, on Jefferson Road that was similar to Hooters, but not Hooters. Do you remember the Tilted Kilt?
I thought you were going to say what Hooters became. Do you remember what Hooters became? Hooters pulls out, and then it's, okay, we got to come up with some sort of idea. And it was kind of creepy. Cheerleaders USA.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not.
Tilted Kilt.
I forgot about Cheerleaders USA. I did forget about that. So there was a boom there for a little bit in the late 90s of restaurants with scantily clad waitstaff that went from Hooters to
Cheerleaders
USA.
Tilted Kilt.
Tilted Kilt. Okay.
Forgot about the Tilted Kilt.
We're going to take a break and come back. Happy Hour is next. Man, we have an epic weekend in front of us. Let's get there. We have your calls on the way at 866-4FAN. You can join us at 866-4326. The NFL gets over the Hall of Fame game last night. And before we leave at 6 o'clock, we should know, what helmet did Josh Allen wear out of the tunnel at Highmark for the return of the Blue and the Red?
He might be coming out there for warm-ups any minute. So if you didn't go to the Blue and the Red, okay, you can live vicariously with us here.
Yeah, we'll be following along here and reporting as they happen here at Highmark Stadium. More next in Happy Hour, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for joining us on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.